Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to the new Coffee with Lisa. Today I want to talk to you about inspiration, inspired, and inspire. As you know, I changed the format of the podcast because I felt inspired to focus on one topic at a time. This will be a little different from when I originally started. To be honest, when I originally started, I really did not have a goal. I really wasn't sure what I was doing or how or what I was hoping to accomplish. But I have been inspired to begin a new podcast, and hopefully it will lead me to a more desired outcome. This was because of this multi-direction podcast that I stepped away from the original format, and I have been working on a new format in which I was inspired to do while I was studying to be a life coach and studying to be a hypnotherapist. What I have learned in taking this path is that some of us are stuck in a negative mindset. I know this because I too was a little bit negative. Hanging around in this mindset prevents us from reaching our goal, whatever our goal may be. Now, I know you have all heard about the law of attraction, right? And because of that, we are all led to believe that if we just believe in it, we can manifest it. For example, if we believe that we can manifest $1 million, it will come to us. But what we overlook, and the fact they leave out, is that wishing for $1 million is different from working for $1 million. There are many steps in reaching this goal. Not to mention, if your bank account is $0, it's almost impossible for $1 million to be available to you overnight. Unless, of course, you win the lottery or by some other means. In that case, I would think that would be luck and not manifestation. It does take time and it does take devotion. And this is where we all fail, because we don't consider the time that it would take for us to reach that goal. We become so focused in the goal that we stumble over the obstacles. And it's because of the obstacles that many of us doubt that we will ever reach that goal. This becomes the new attraction. We create a new self-talk, and because of this self-talk, we convince ourselves that we are never going to reach that goal. So now that the new self-talk replaces the original thought, and our mind believes this, and it becomes our new attraction. Because one of the other things I have learned is that our mind believes everything we tell it. So, although I do believe that the law of attraction does work, it's not so cut and dry. What I have learned is that we have to be careful how we talk to our mind. And this is where everything becomes very important to us. Our mind believes everything that we tell it. For example, my client came to me and told me that when she was little, all she wanted to be was bigger. She was small as a young child, and so in order to defend herself from the bullies on the playground, she thought she needed to be bigger. This client came to me to help her with her weight loss. So all these years, she convinced her mind that she wanted to be bigger. Well, now she was. One of the biggest lies we tell our mind is, I'll do it tomorrow. Our mind understands tomorrow, and tomorrow now becomes the attraction. We all know that tomorrow is endless, at least until the day we die, right? And anyway, this is how procrastination begins. So getting back on topic, I was inspired to change the format of this podcast so that I can teach you all that I have learned, how to change your life, how to improve your life, how to make your life better, how to reach your goals, how to set your goals. But most importantly, how to change your mindset. What inspired me was listening to my clients and how they explained to me their background information during a consultation. I could hear how they talked themselves into so many negative thoughts and how they prevented themselves from moving forward. And yet, most of the time, they blamed it on something or someone else. And one night, inspiration kind of took hold and I started on this new path, the path to teach others how to change their mind, to move forward and manifest their dreams just like I did. Now I know that my goal to reach millions of listeners and help them reach their goal is not going to happen overnight, but I know I will reach my goal, and I know that because my mind says it's so. So join me each day as I pick another topic and I move forward in changing your mindset one person at a time.